A funny thing happened on the way to Dane Allred. It's hot in Texas. You know, as much as I love flying, there are times when it's not so much fun. I don't like standing in lines, and security is usually a hassle, too. I hope I never get as relaxed as that first businessman I flew next to. One time, I was on a business trip to Dallas, and it was the middle of a long, hot summer. I really liked the time I spent in Texas. The people were friendly, and except for the heat, it was a nice place. I've also visited Houston, but by then I already knew how hot Texas could be. My wife and I went to MD Anderson in Houston for some of her cancer treatments. The doctor we were seeing said to us in greeting, "Welcome to the oven." It really did feel like we were sitting in an oven. But there were some nice things about Houston, like the Miller Outdoor Theater. They were offering a free show on one of the nights we were there, so we went to the park to watch Chorus Line. Apparently, it was the same production which had just been on Broadway, so we were really excited. So we began to watch a really excellent show, and I sat there dripping in the heat. I was very excited for the night to come, and as darkness fell, hoped that things would cool off. Apparently, this is not something which happens in Houston. The sun went down, the moon came up. I kept waiting for the cool evening breezes to blow in, but it stayed just as hot as it was when it was daytime. I had never experienced anything like that before, and now when people say it's not the heat, it's the humidity, I think I know what they mean. It was 11 o'clock at night when that show ended, and it was just as hot then as when the show had begun. But it was a really good show, and it was free. I like Houston, but I wouldn't want to live there. Now, I live in one of the driest states, and we have very low humidity, so when it's 105 degrees, it still doesn't feel like you're in an oven because the humidity is very low. I work outside most of the summer, and while it may be hot, there's usually a breeze, and at night, it cools down. People who come here from places like Texas have been heard to declare, "Hey, the shade here works." I guess this means that where they're from, it's just as hot in the shade as in the sun, or it's just as hot during the summer night as during the day. Let's just say that I like my nights cooler than my days, and I like shade that works. Now, what I learned in Dallas the first time I was there is sometimes it's too hot to fly. I don't think it affects the plane, but I found out that if the runway is made of asphalt and it's 110 degrees outside, in Texas, the runway may be too soft for the plane to take off. It's not too hot, however, for the passengers to stay on the plane. That's right. We were not allowed off the plane. So it's 110 degrees outside, and who knows how hot it was inside that aluminum tube. We sat there sweltering and sweating. I adjusted the little fans above me, but they were only blowing out more hot air onto us. Apparently, the cold air, which usually comes from those vents, is cold because the plane is high up in the cold air. I can't remember how long we sat in the plane waiting for the runway to cool off enough not to melt under us as we took off. It's one of those catch-22 situations. You want the plane to take off so you can stop dripping with sweat, but you also want the plane to be able to take off and not get glued to the tarmac by melting asphalt. Do I want to die from heat exhaustion, or do I want to die in a fiery plane crash? Well, this was more than 20 years ago, and I can still feel the hot, sticky cabin we were sitting in. So I decided to check and see how things were going in Texas this last summer. Let's talk about San Antonio, which I have never visited, and I don't think I want to see anytime soon. Nothing against San Antonio's. Last year, in the summer, the temperature in San Antonio was over 100 degrees. For several days. In fact, for 57 days. Multiplied out, that's 5,700 degrees, the same temperature as an acetylene torch. Let's just say it was a record-breaking summer for San Antonio. I'm glad I wasn't there to see it, because I'll bet the shade there doesn't work either.